You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
The Mayflower Compact starts out, quote, "In the name of God, amen," end quote. Then adds, quote, "having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith," end quote. For further reflection, check out Psalm 107, verse 30. Additionally, the Pilgrims, by colonizing America, clearly wanted to advance the Christian faith and bring glory to God. Today's guest has wrestled across the globe in the squared circle. He's an actor and a podcast host, and this Saturday will be inducted into the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. Stro, welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Give us some background on your walk.
I was saved when I was 11 years old. My grandmother used to take me all the time. She had a pew to herself right in the front row at her church and everything. And since I was saved, it opened my eyes to pretty much a whole new world of Christ. And I went through a lot of trial and error through my life, ups and downs. But I truly felt that the Lord was with me through it all. I had brushes with death, attempted with all kinds of temptations and obstacles that got in my way, etc. But the mistakes I've made, the Lord that's like looked out for me, guided my way. And I owe my whole life to the Lord.
Everybody has that Bible verse they turn to. What's yours?
I keep John 3:16 close to my heart. Days I feel like I'm struggling, I know we all have them. John 3:16, it always uplifts me and then gets me back on my feet, knowing that the Lord's out there looking out for you and the ones you love. And I pray for everybody, not just for myself, but for everybody to have their relationship with Christ. You know, we all need it. We all need him. Whether someone admit it or not, we need Christ. It's a scary world out there without Christ in your life. It really is.
I know one of the people you were trained by was Ivan Koloff. What do you remember about his walk with Christ?
Ivan, a special soul. If people really truly got to know the Ivan behind the facade of the Russian bear, if you will, in which he was a very intimidating wrestler that even in his promos would scare the bejesus off of you with his raspy voice. He's such a sweet man, a heart of gold, gets his shirt off his back for you. It was just inevitable for him to really accept Christ and to go on that journey with the Lord, I felt, because I mean, he's like one of the sweetest souls on the planet, and he's helped a lot of us in the business, including yours truly. It was amazing to see him dedicate his life to the Lord and use his talents, his God-given talents, if you will, with wrestling to get the message, spread the word out there. Truly a champion of Christ, and I know he's smiling down from heaven right now at all of us, and he will always be remembered. The great man that he was. If people would have known that side of him, he'd have been bigger than he ever was. Ricky Steamboat, one of the nicest people I've met, Bobby Eaton, and Ivan Koloff. Ivan was just, like I said, if people would have really known that other side of Ivan, I think he would be bigger than he ever was, because he had a heart of gold.
In sports, and especially in sports entertainment, there's a ton of temptations. Lots of obstacles for those that are Christians. What were some of the obstacles that you think presented the biggest issue for you and some of your fellow wrestlers?
Well, the entertainment world and the sports world is very demanding for the athlete and for the performer. There's a lot of being in the public eye and staying in peak performance and providing the best matches that you can or best performances that you can. Even, you know, act variants as well. And, there's a lot of loopholes you can fall under easily and a lot of temptations that are thrown at you constantly. It's a day by day struggle. And with wrestling, it's only intensified because the fact that there's off seasons between the acting at times and with, sports and different things. With wrestling, you have to go full blast 365 days a year traveling, not just around the country, but all over the world. And for the wrestler, very demanding, and we have a lot of things thrown at us, and we deal with pain constantly. Industry is controlled to an extent, but the physical part is very real, and to get those great matches, to push ourselves and tell those great stories that we do, we have to push ourselves to the very limit and deal with so much pain. Leads us into being tempted with bad avenues in life, if you will, with drug abuse, steroids, and the many other things that come in our way. We could easily get caught up in, you know, killing the painkillers, et cetera, various things that that we could fall into, unfortunately, and just to deal with the pain, drinking and all that, the high demand, the constant pain that we deal with, and just the temptations that are thrown at us, the everyday struggle for a professional wrestler, and being from the spotlight, like you're pressured to do more, to be bigger, to do more extravagant things in the ring, tell better stories, and so if you want to be the peak performance, and to do that, you have to really push yourself, and you have all these temptations out there. Some people will tell you, well, you know, if you do this or do that, that you'll be even bigger and that sort of thing. And it's easy to fall in those loopholes, those negative loopholes, if you will, and, you know, keep stay out of focus. Yeah, we all have that thrown at us, the fact that, you know, it's a 365 day a year job that we do. Even though we love it, there's a lot of pain that goes along with it. And if people only knew the pressures that a professional wrestler is under beyond, if you will, that top performance, to have the best promos, to have the best matches, the duty of PR work outside the ring, which a lot of fans don't know about. A lot of pressure on us to be at peak performance all the time. It's very demanding. And then unfortunately, there's some negative temptations out there we could easily fall into. It's unfortunate because we should be top peak condition. You know, we need to stay sharp and focused and all that and deal with the pain, constant pain of performing in the ring and, the traveling will wear you out too. Oh my gosh. A lot of rigors that takes its toll on the body.
When we look back 5 years, 10 years from now, I fully believe we're going to say that COVID saved the lives of many wrestlers out there. Stro, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you're going all year wrong, you're doing, and some have even tried, you know, with the bigger companies to keep that continuously, which is fine and good. But I mean, this comes to the point where the body has to slow down. You have to give your body a break to get back in the swing of things even better. The pandemic has really forced us to do that. It's a good thing because it gives us time to rest. So when things are better again, we can get back and, you know, do what we love doing and go full blast again. Like you said, in a way, it was a good thing, you know, that happened. I know myself, you know, when I was going full blast with the bigger companies like WCW, I mean, there was a lot of temptations out there, as well as even before then with the different territories that I traveled, U.S. and different parts of the world. Pressure's always on, but thank God I stuck to my guns, pushed myself, and didn't kind of back off a bit. Because you got to know how to pace yourself in this business, because if you don't, it'll drive you nuts if you let it. It really will.
We talked about the temptations, the obstacles. How have you been able to keep on the narrow path while in wrestling?
I've always had a deep passion for wrestling, and I always will. And I enjoyed doing what I was doing. And I just seen a lot of my friends and family, people that I love, fall in bad traps in life, and it hurt me just as much as it hurt them, what they went through, and like the Lord showing me, if I went down this certain road, what would have happened to me? And this could have happened to me too, right? But I did the same thing. So it's like the Lord was showing me, hey, you know, you don't need to go down this road. Keep them straight and narrow. You know, let me guide you and show you the way. And really the blessing to have the Lord with you on the road, because he opens your eyes to so many things, and it really hurts to see some of my brothers and sisters, what they suffered through. From time to time, try to reach out and help as best as I can. Help people in industry that had the problems and all that. And, I never judged them. I prayed for them, would be there for them best I can. That someone even come to me and said, like, through, you know, me resisting certain temptations and all that, it inspired them to better themselves. And to see some of my brothers and sisters that were suffering at the time later on come out to be better people. And doing better, it does my heart good. It really does. You know, whenever I hear about a brother or sister pass away in the business, it takes a day or so for me to kind of digest it. Because, you know, I don't deal with death too well. And especially when it comes to family and friends. And, you know, it just breaks my heart. Because, you know, especially when it's due to all the rigors, the bad decisions that they made. I never hold it against them. But at the same time, it's like they could have done this. They could have stayed away from this. Or, you know, if I could have helped them a certain way even more than they could avoid this, I would save anybody I could in the industry from what they're dealing with. That's just the way I am. If there's any way I could help somebody, not just in pro wrestling, but in life. Like I said, I could have fallen that same trap too it could have easily happened to me, but the Lord was looking out, and the Lord's looking out for all of us. And, you know, all we got to do is turn to Him for guidance and support.
For those out there thinking of forming a relationship with Jesus, what advice do you have for them?
Do it ASAP, as soon as possible. No matter what, good days or bad days, the Lord's always going to be there for you. He'll never leave you. He'll love you forever and be there for you. Where friends have come and go, family may come and go, but the Lord will always be with you. Help one another. I mean, like, for example, in the wrestling industry, just like other businesses and walks of life, there's a lot of dog-eat-dog, if you will. You know, I'm afraid someone to take their position, their moments, if you will. The reality is, we all need each other. Because I would be nothing in the wrestling industry without the great people who I've worked with. And just in life, I would be nothing without the great people that have helped me. So we all need each other, and God wants us to pull together and help one another. He gave us a lot of power, man, a lot of great gifts, and He wants us to do good with it and help others be the best you can be, help people be the best they can be. They're hurting, help uplift them, and elevate each other, man. There's plenty of room for people to be the very best they can be, and God wants us to be the best we can be. God doesn't want anything to keep us down. He doesn't want any dissension. I mean, He wants us to pull together. Go after our passions in life. Be the best we can be for Him. He gave us our gifts that have unique gifts from Him and are unique in our own way. And that's due to Jesus, who died for all of us years ago. Jesus took His neck out for all of us when He was crucified on the cross. Actually saved us and also gave us an avenue to heaven. The pain He went through, He went through that pain for all of us. No man, no mortal could have endured the pain that He went through. He endured everyone's pain, including yours, mine, and everyone else around the world. We owe a lot to Jesus, and Jesus, He's with us, man. He always will be. So go, turn to Him immediately. He'll save your life.
I know you've got a big online presence. How can people find you?
Official website is stro.com, THESTRO.com. I'm on Facebook at Stro the Maestro, Twitter @TheStro, Instagram, Stro Maestro. My YouTube channel, you can subscribe to it, is youtube.com/StroMaestro. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/RealPapaStro. WCW Retro podcast I have every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. That's VOCNation, just like it sounds, .com. Throw me an email. My email is strofoya, S-T-R-O, number 4-Y-A, strofoya, all together, no space, @yahoo.com. Thank you guys for listening. God bless you all. Love you all, man.
Stro, it's been great having you here on Our Faith, Our Country. Thanks for joining us. Do you mind praying us out?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for having me on the show today. I hope this reaches many people, as many people as you want it to reach. Help people that need your help around the world. Help bring us together to do what you want us to do. Guide us, support us, protect us, give us strength and endurance, and help us all be the best we can be and overcome any evil obstacle that's in our way. And thank you for everything you've done in our lives and watch over us. Please give our love to everyone in heaven. Be there for us and save our world. Make our world a better place under you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for everything. We love you in Christ's name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.